Oh, wow. That was a great hit.
Not as good as the hits they play on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
So true. Keep it locked.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 29th, the Office of Student Experience is hosting their XOXO Red Dragons event, where you could drop by and take a moment to write a letter home to your family, friends, or supporters. This event will be happening from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the Hunt Union Lobby. On Thursday, April 30th, the annual Juried Student Show will have its reception in the Martin Muller Gallery in Fine Arts. Check out over 90 pieces of work by over 70 students highlighting different themes and mediums from over the academic year. The reception will be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., but the gallery will be open until May 2nd. Also on Thursday, the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center will be hosting a Paint and Sip with Pride event happening from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the Leather Stocking Room in Hunt Union. Spots are limited, so RSVP to the event to guarantee your spot. Also on Thursday, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of A Day in Hollywood, A Night in Ukraine at 7:30 p.m., with subsequent showings on Friday and Saturday also at 7:30 p.m. at the Goodrich Theater in Fine Arts. Tickets are available online or at the ticket booth in Fine Arts. On Friday, May 1st, the Gender Equality and Rights Society will be hosting their Plant Your Pot event in the President's Garden from 1 to 2 p.m., where students can go and plant seeds to take home and let grow. Also on Friday, WONY will be hosting our executive board elections happening at 3 p.m. in IRC4. And on Saturday, May 2nd, the O-Fest Fair for 2026 begins at 1 p.m. in the Quad, with the O-Fest concert happening at 7 p.m. in the Dewar Arena. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
You never cared about me.
Guess who's late? We are. What mic are you on, Henry? Two. Say what's up. Make sure this works.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're chilling. You want to turn the lights up? Unless you're really a lights down guy. But I always do my show lights up. I turn him to max. Yeah, so today, Airbud 31. Last week, me and Leo turned 30 together. And we were talking about being 30, you know, having a wife and kids, a stable job, and having all your stuff together. But now we're 31. And, you know, Henry, who's 32, he's already turned 31 before. So I'm going to have him kind of walk me through what turning 31 should be like. Henry, would you like to explain who you are first, and then you can go into, you know what to do.
Well, my name is Henry Dawdlin. I'm an expert in middle-aged male psychology. And I could say that turning 31 is a big milestone. Some would even say it's a bigger milestone than turning 30. And the reason for that is because when you add a 1 onto there, it just gets a little messy, all right? This is when you might start running into your midlife crises, you know, your middle-aged doubts and queries and quandaries. So you just gotta start powering through. And as a 32-year-old, I can say that 31 was a struggle. It was one of the hardest years of my life. Back pain's starting to kick in. Wow. The knees are starting to go out. Still got a wife, a couple kids to feed. It gets tough. But as one of the most professionalist, most bestest male psychologists in the region, I can assure you that it's a normal thing. All you gotta do is just keep going. Act like nothing's happening. It's nothing ever happens. And just get on with your life.
Thank you. Welcome to Airbud.
What's up, bud?
Pretty good opener bit, but it's not a bit. I'm actually turning 31.
I'm actually turning 33 in 4.5 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Double threes.
So,
middle-aged male psychologist, what are you going to do when you go, what do they call that? Over the hill is 40. What's the one for 60? Well, basically,
over the mountain?
What happens when you are not a middle-aged male anymore?
Well, I'm going to be an elderly psychologist when I become elderly. And I might even be, I don't know what the term for, like, someone right there in the middle, like those 60s regions, you know, where you're starting to, it's like middle-aged, but you're also old, and it's like, what even are you?
They're a senior.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, too. I'm a jack of all trades.
Nice. For those just tuning in, we're here with middle-aged male psychologist and 33-year-old Henry H.W. Dodlin, related to... No, this is a dumb bit. This is a dumb bit. Today's show is dedicated to Mr. Beast.
And Poopy Poopingstein.
I don't like that. That's disgusting.
Poop.
Why'd I ask you to be on here?
Poop!
Stop. Shout out to... Let me think of a random person on campus. Shout out to... Finn and Carol. A.K.A. Shindig. A.K.A. Findig. A.K.A. Finn.
He's a Paul Gamer.
A.K.A. Jazzmaster 3000.
Fellow Paul Gamer.
A.K.A. Lover of Jimskin. A.K.A. Ken and Farrell. A.K.A. Christmas Carol. All right. Let's lock in. Henry, you want to talk? You want to play music? I brought you on here with no real rhyme or reason.
Leo told me, like, poop.
All right. Do you need to leave?
All right.
It's
my final poop, okay?
Not 20 yet, you're about to be 20.
The last poop?
You're about to be 20.
Just happened right now.
You just said it. Three more times. All right.
Well, because you keep talking, I'm trying to end the poop, okay? This is the last poop, bro, on air I will be having right now. Right now. What do we think of speed?
I show?
Yeah. The show.
Did you see his, he fainted on stream? He visited 5 countries in 1 day and then fainted.
Like, from, like, heat exhaustion?
Probably, yeah.
Was it in Africa? It gets hot over there.
I think he's in the Caribbean right now.
Oh, it gets hot there, too.
Because, did you see the clip of, he was in St. Lucia, and, like, he came out from the sunroof of his bus, and all the teachers, like, they knew speed was there, and they stopped school, and they let all the kids lie in the streets.
I can't imagine being in, like one of those countries where things like that don't really happen all the time, and like Mr. Beast or Speed, like these people don't even feel like real life, and then all of a sudden they're in your front doorstep. Like, it's probably the most surreal thing ever. I would go bonkers.
Yeah, everyone was just like, Speed.
Did anyone get any W Aura moments on that stream?
No, but that one girl.
Oh, yeah. The W Aura, like, skull emoji.
Yeah.
Was she St. Lucian?
No.
What was that from? China? Darren Watkins Jr. Nah, it must have been Australia.
I don't know where that was from. But she's really funny.
Yeah.
That was, like, a good one.
Yeah, she really got him.
She pose after.
Yeah, it was, like, perfect, like, for, like, the slow down, like, skull emoji. Very tough.
You think she likes funk?
Yeah, she definitely likes funk. Definitely a funk liker. You know, they got crayons here. I guess, like, nobody can, like, talk and just not do anything else. So they have crayons and colored markers for you to draw while you're on. While you're getting interviewed.
Look at you right now.
Yeah, I'm about to. Well, I mean, they're here. I don't need them. This is a want thing for me, but it must be a need if they're positioned so. Like, they're right here off to the side. It's like they want me to start stimming. Anything I've been drawing in here?
No, I don't think so.
So you're telling me that they have crayons, colored pencils, markers, acrylic dual tip markers, and they don't have a piece of paper that you
can
draw.
Look at that stack. Why don't you get something from that stack?
Well, I don't know if this is important. I'll read it.
The binder that says, like, Wony binder, very important, is probably important. But
okay, well, what about the Made by New York Wony Film Festival? Oh, Women Film Festival. Sorry, women. Sorry.
Women respect moment.
Yeah. Give me a WRO moment for that, chat.
Muzamel humble sigma button.
I don't know. When does this happen? March 6th and March 7th? Yeah, this was a while ago. I think I can draw on this one.
I'm blaming you if they're like, who drew on this?
I'm going to make it tough. No one's going to complain because it's going to be so tough. I can talk. What are we talking about, Jay?
Jay?
Yeah, DJ Slumdog. Come on.
Dude, Little Biggie won Player of the Month award on Zeeshan Eating account.
Oh.
Zeeshan _ Eating 1.
That's big news for Little Biggie. Little Biggie, he's had, like, somewhat of a rise to glory because when Little Biggie first started out, like, I remember seeing that kid and just thinking, like, this kid's a noob. This kid's a chump.
He's
fat. Thinks he can hang in. Yeah, he's fat. He thinks he can hang in the big leagues with Muzamel. Like, Hassanan, like, all right, like, these are the big leagues.
The real but thing is,
he's really, like, shown his what he can do. You know what I'm saying?
We're seeing a big turn where the only people who even have an ounce of respect for Mr. Greedy anymore are Hassanan and Muzamel. And Muzamel only respects him because he's just humble.
Well, yeah, Muzamel's just a good dude all around.
Yeah.
I think Biggie also does, but that's just because Biggie's, like,
Biggie respects competition.
Biggie has a, like, yeah, he has a competitive drive.
Yeah.
Even though he's not the greatest.
Oh, you're talking about Biggie.
Yeah, no. Biggie.
I'm saying Little Biggie has a respect for the competition.
Well, I think Biggie, see, there's two takes on Biggie that I've seen from people. One take on Biggie is that he's just a nice dude, and he's trying to help out these kids, right? He's trying to, like, let them win. I think Biggie just sucks.
He's like Biggie, an unemployed bum.
Yeah, he's unemployed. Biggie sucks. I think Biggie, I think he, like, he's, like, thinks he can, like, beat these kids, but in reality, like, the kids are low-key just better than him, and he needs to give up. He needs to get a job. And that's why I like how they've been putting him in the position of, like loading, like if there's, like, a game going on, like, Biggie will be, like, the guy handing them, like, the things they need to throw or whatever. Like, that's what. Because you just got a job, like, now you're doing something, like, you're just trying to steal kids, like, prizes before and horrifically failing.
He's a funny guy, though.
He is a funny guy. He's a goofy fella.
I heard he got a job as an engineer.
Wow. Good for him. It's not a lot of opportunity in that part of India.
Yeah. What do you think of, you know who doesn't get any comments? Is Cool Boy. What do you think of Cool Boy?
Well,
Cool Boy kind of sucks. I'm not gonna lie.
Cool Boy is a dirty player. Because
really?
He thinks he's so cool. He's the cool boy, right? Like, one would think, oh, Cool Boy, yeah, he's pretty cool. No. Cool Boy is actually not cool. I've seen Cool Boy pull some dirty tactics in games.
Have you heard what they've dubbed, like, they call it the greedy lean.
the greedy link.
Yeah, when he like goes a little above the line to throw the ball further.
He's such a trickster. Oh my
They're
god.
They're calling it the greedy lead.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah, my biggest problem with Mr. Greedy, and Hasnan does this too, actually, is that like they'll do it and they'll say, yeah. And then the commentator will have to be like, no, you no win. Like, you know?
No. Like, no, you cheat.
Yeah. But they'll do it, and they like before they even finish what they're doing, they'll go, yes, and they'll try and grab for the food. And then Zeeshan has to be like, no. Nah, like Zeeshan had like, he completely, like, just mogged Greedy. Because when they were giving Little Biggie the washing machine because he won Player of the Month, he won a washing machine.
Yeah, that's a pretty brutal prize.
But Greedy was like, I am the champion. And then Zeeshan was like, no, you are the loser. Biggie's the champion. It was so tough, dude. All right. There's our fill-in. If you don't know about Zeeshan eating, get on Zeeshan eating. It's been like 3 years.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a minute. If you're not on it now, like, you've kind of missed
The window,
I feel like.
There's a lot of new gens who don't know the lore because it's like getting viral again.
Yeah, I've noticed that like people will start glazing people who used to get hated on, and I'm like, that's not how it's supposed to be. But it's just new generations of people discovering. Just start being able to bet on it. Rain bets gotta get on that.
Old gens and new gens alike. Muzumel is just a humble king.
Oh yeah, Muzumel. Well, Muzumel is just a good dude.
And I saw him, you know, just he's like the LeBron.
Muzumel's the only one I've seen win, and he gives part of his prize.
Yeah, so yeah.
He's the only one I've ever, because he's just a good dude. Mr. Greedy, I mean, it's in the name, Mr. Greedy would never do that. He's an awful.
Never. And that's not, never. You know what?
Greedy seems like he would be fun to hang out with, though. He seems like a little trickster, you know? Yeah. Like, he would be pranking people.
Seems like he has anger issues or something, probably.
Oh, you think?
Definitely.
That would ruin it for me. I wouldn't hang with him.
Because they're, like, 13, dude.
They got problems.
Wait. Mr. Greedy is 14.
Damn.
Because he was born in 2012. It's on the wiki.
There's a wiki, I haven't peeped it.
Yeah. That's how I found out about the greedy lean.
Because
there was he had a whole section called the greedy lean, and it like explained the greedy lean.
So tough. We're just healing up at the Pokemon Center real quick.
Yeah. Thanks, Henry. Hey, anyone like Pokemon? Hey, Juan, you like Pokemon, Juan?
Is Juan tuning in?
I don't know, maybe.
What about Mo? Hey, Mo, what about you? You whoa. Like Pokemon? You like the Mons? What's a whoa?
Friend of ours, or a friend of my cousin, got accepted into Binghamton University. She committed, and she posted on the Mineola page. And our friend Dylan wrote around four paragraphs on his Instagram story.
Oh, he ran that on her?
What does this even say?
He GPT'd it.
Yeah, this is probably GPT. Right in the middle it says, may thy days at Binghamton be filled with lively discourse and the foraging of ideas. May thy nights be spent in reflection, where knowledge is refined and understanding deepened. Wow. Yeah, this is a... That's like really lame. Andrew's story is nerd lame too. Both of them just nerds.
Wait, who is this?
Who is who?
Who's going to Binghamton?
It's Juliana.
Oh, nice. That's right down the road. We can go.
Yeah, I was going to send Juliana a little bit of an ominous text that says, like, I'll see you next semester.
Right down the road, pal.
But it is right down the road, and we do go there.
Often.
Often. Often enough.
What are we trying to talk about, Jay? We need to find something we can keep yapping about, because this Hassanan, like, we can talk about that for a bit, but there's a roadblock eventually, you know?
Sorry, you don't enjoy menial conversation? Maybe someone's driving home and they're like, wow, it feels like I'm really there with those guys. If you are driving and you're listening to us,
shout out to you. Pull out
your phone and look at your phone and call the station and say what's up.
Yeah, say what's up. I'm trying to talk to some people.
But mainly, like, if you don't want to call just while you're driving, pull out your phone and look at your phone. Maybe you... Dude, you definitely have unread text right now, so you have to read those, respond to those.
While you're driving, make sure to look at your phone a little bit more than the driving, because someone could be saying something that important and you'll just be none the wiser.
Everyone can text with one hand.
Think about how much time you waste just looking at the road when you could be like watching YouTube shorts, watching Kalshi on steak. Making money. Oh yeah, forgot about that one.
You're good. Yeah, so if you are on the road, here's my recommendation. Pull out your phone, look at your phone, go to your app of choice, whether it's Prize Picks, Kalshi, Rain Bet, something like that. Put in your sports picks. And then watch the game while you drive. I could send you an Amazon link for one of those phone holders that the Uber drivers have.
You could just do it between the thighs method.
And I've never heard of that method.
Yeah, between the thighs. Just look down.
What else? The method there is also... to get a dash cam, and then you have the footage. And if you do get into an accident, you could be like, I have the footage. And then, like, I don't know, blame it on the other person. Because you're not guilty. You had money on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Money on a basketball game is more important than the road ahead.
What I don't understand is money on a basketball game... and then you don't watch it. Like, if you're going to put the money on the game, like, that's your hustle and everything, but at least watch it. Like, what do you get out of it if you're not, like, seeing your parlay get hit? You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, because setting parlays is the wrong choice. Single bets.
But
the people
because they're all rookies.
The people who set parlays, they don't know how to gamble. Watch it because they want to see, like, oh, I did that and I did that and I did that and we're getting close to hitting, you know? But the people who put single bets, they're just like, it's throwing money in and hoping money comes out more than 50% of the time.
Yeah, it's kind of the bum's way to make money. But it'll work out eventually.
Well, you can gamble on anything now.
Yeah, with Kalshi.
With Kalshi.
The proud sponsor.
No. You can't say that. No.
That was a joke. But hit us up.
No. Oh, my God. Oh. No, but in a non-advertising way, you could, if you independently of the show wanted to, bet on anything on Kalshi. You can bet on the weather, which is the big thing, right?
Yeah.
That was the first thing I saw it, like, people say, talking. They were like, you could bet on the weather now. But what? I'm trying to think. You know what was big? People were betting on, like, Trump will say this word in his address.
Yeah, those are silly types of bets.
Yeah, the top pick was, like, I think, like, Iran or something like that.
Like,
Obama
yeah,
was on
you're
there.
You're going to make 30 cents because Trump says Iran. Like, yeah, dude. It's one way to go about it, for
it's
sure.
Love of the game.
Love of the game.
That's something, you know, I would bet on the weather if my mom's not listening right now. I would.
I think gambling might be poisoning our well.
Yeah, there are some people who are vehemently against gambling. I think there, yeah,
I mean,
there's
like,
a problem.
I don't have any problems with other people doing it, but like, yeah. I am kind of vehemently against gambling. I think it's like the worst addiction I have.
Yeah, it's the waste your money addiction.
It's the waste your money
with
addiction.
No like substance to make yeah. you happy in between.
Nope, none of that. You just see the number go down or up.
Yeah.
Love of the game. Love of the game.
Love of the game. Yeah, there's a lot of people like, oh, gambling's getting into everything. It's so bad. But I think independently, like,
I think it's working sure. out because gambling. I feel like gambling companies, they tend to, like, care less about, you know, like, the subject of what they're sponsoring. Like, they care less about that more than they care about, like, just getting as many sponsors as possible to get yeah. their name out there as much as possible. Which I respect because it gives people sponsors who typically would have a hard time finding them for yeah. one reason or the other, you know?
Like Melee.
Yeah, like Melee.
And, yeah, the Melee communities. Full of, I won't say who, I won't say who, I won't say who, but their hair is blue, and they, I don't know, I don't have a good one for that one.
I like how you started the rhyme though, it's pretty good. Wait, no, I know what rhymes with blue.
No, don't say it.
Poop.
Don't
say it.
Stop. Oh. It's college. You got accepted into college, Henry, and you're
I'm
about to turn 20 years old.
I'm making someone laugh on their drive home from work right now, and you have probs.
I don't have probs.
For those who don't know, probs is short for problems.
Oh my god! If you got a problem, how are you gonna solve it?
How are you gonna solve them? Oz Squad. PBS. What about that?
This is not TGI. We don't need to talk about PBS.
I like it. They got some good ones. Wildcrats.
Yeah.
They had a bunch low key.
Yeah. Slip in your mind, huh? Can't really think of them.
Nah, I can't.
Yeah.
they had too many, but PBS is tough.
It was pretty cool. It was decently tough.
Dead Little Bear. I can only hear it through my left ear.
That was not a fun prank to pull on myself.
He blasted me, too.
Yeah, but I can hear it through both.
I think these headphones might be a little busted.
Yeah, they are. Well, radio doesn't know what happened, but I turned the headphones up all the way, and I was trying to, like sound blast Henry, but I have them on, too, so. Yeah.
So it was a reverse prank.
Prank failed.
Sid the Science Kid. Leo just texted me that one.
Oh, Leo's listening.
Yeah, Leo's D. listening. Leo likes my poops.
What's up, D? For those who don't know, D is short for Leo.
Yeah, because Leonardo. D. D. Joseph Saliva Glory. D. D.
I don't like that.
Henry D. Vicente Fernandez. Nady Samuel Juan D. Yep. Speaking of Nathaniel Samuel,
bro,
isn't he coming after?
Yeah. If you want to listen to some great radio after this great radio show, stay just a little longer, and you'll listen to Andromeda.
Yeah, in about 25 minutes.
With Nathan Weinberger.
Some good tunes, surely, to be played.
College radio is fun, ain't it?
Yeah.
Ain't it?
They just let you do whatever.
Yeah.
Dude.
You can do almost anything on here. And Henry's coloring. What did you end up coloring? Why don't we talk about that?
Okay, well, at first I was going to make like a little like show banner. You know, the Joe and Henny show.
Oh.
But I kind of gave up. I did a flower and then I did a bunch of tags. But if we ever end up making a show, this can be our thing.
I can have two shows.
Yeah, I could do a show. I'm not doing all that training, though. They should just let me join. Because I'm a good dude.
I don't know. Is that... Wony Eboard, if you're listening. If I just make a second show, right? And then I just fill out the guest form every single week.
It's the same thing, right?
That's like cheating, right?
No, it's not cheating. It's legal.
Well, there was that period where I had Nate on, like, every show for a month, because every week he was like, can I come on there? And I was like, yeah, sure. Those were fun shows.
JD Jate. That's the main.
But I was actually, like, a little worried by the fourth one, where I was like, is someone going to be like, who's this Nate guy? Why is he always at the station with you?
Nah.
But he was training, so I guess it's chill. This is chill. It's giving him extra training.
I think it's pretty low cortisol for the most part around these parts. Low probs.
I got the insider knowledge on the Studio B. Possibly going to have a second Wony. It's Wony 2, pretty much. Like, you know the Krusty Krab 2?
Wait.
And how they open a Krusty Krab right next to the other Krusty Krab.
Is that, like, sort of how they opened up Squidward Community College, or?
Well, that was my reach.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get in.
Bing was my reach, but.
Yeah.
Squidward was, I was looking at Squidward, but it was really expensive.
Yeah, that's. I got in. Do you know that?
You got in?
I got accepted to Squidward.
Wow. You're a true squid.
I couldn't go because of the money, but... Yeah, great opportunities at Squidward Community College. Great,
This song.
Dun, 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 dun. You know, their music program's like a big thing there.
Yeah, well, they have a lot of clarinet, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exclusively clarinet, if I'm not mistaken. They got patty flipping class.
Yeah. I was going to go
cashier
for
cashier class.
Yeah, that's...
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to go for it.
Well, most people...
Accounting and cashiering is what the major is called.
Okay. So, you know, Squidward teaches all the classes.
Really?
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, even SpongeBob teaches a class.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's good at driving now. You know that? He learned.
SpongeBob's good at driving?
Yeah, Mrs. Puff taught him. So, he's their driver's instructor at Squidward now.
I think that's a good gig for...
At SCC.
For SB.
Yeah, SB, well, SB's been looking for a job for a while now. You know, he's been bouncing around, but I feel like he finally settled in at SCC. Squidward Community College, for those who don't know.
Think about SpongeBob's initials, SpongeBob SquarePants.
SBSQ.
No, full name. What was Steven Hillenburg on? And he's also German. His name is Hillenburg.
What are you talking about?
SpongeBob SquarePants. His initials are SS. You think that's some, like, hidden... We were talking about neo-Nazis last week, and I'm afraid that Steven Hillenburg might be one now that I think about it.
Well, he's dead, so it's like, what's he gonna do? Like, what's he gonna do now?
It's just like Walt Disney. He's zombie dead. Nazis. He can't be racist anymore. He's dead.
Zombie Nazis.
That would be a fire. That's a movie, right?
It's already.
Gotta be a movie.
I mean, like, I don't know, but it, yeah, for sure it already exists.
There's probably like a World
War II movie.
There's
probably like four
movie.
Of them.
Yeah.
This is one of my faves.
One of my faves, too. Oh, Leo. Oh, D. What are we going to do about D?
I don't know. D's a troublesome one because, well, for those who don't know about D, my roommate, Leonardo, well, let's just say he's got problems. Joe, you want to explain?
Yeah, he does. He has a few problems, and I think it would be a better fit. I'm going to throw it over to you to explain his problems because he's got a lot of, it's three main problems. And if you want to explain that, you go. Just right.
Okay.
Right
so now. Yeah, the three main problems. So, well, there's three main problems here with L, right?
Yeah.
So L, he's got one problem. Then he's got some other problems, right? Two or three other problems maybe. But I don't know. I just can't put it into words. I'd like to put it over to you to describe.
Yeah, thanks. So there's definitely one, like, big problem and two smaller problems. And there's a lot to unpack because, you know, smaller problems lead into bigger problems.
Here's big problem number one.
And you're the expert, so you could explain that.
Yeah,
I'm
the expert.
It over to you.
I am the expert in elgology.
On middle-aged male psychology, Leo just turned 30.
Yeah, I am an expert in middle-aged male psychology as well as a former expert in teenage psychology and childhood psychology, but
yep.
See, the biggest problem with Leo, right, is that he's just got problems. Like, one of his biggest problems is that he likes Mac and Green. If you guys have ever
heard we've talked
of that.
About Mac and Green on the radio.
Okay,
before.
Yeah. So the Mac and Green is pretty much like where you make some mac and cheese and you let it sit out a little bit and wait for it to get green. And that's when Elgoy will chomp down. He'll munch it all up. He likes the little green, like the little must that it adds to it. Gives it a little bit of a musk, a little bit of an odor. And it's not the greatest for us, but we're always just like, hey, L does what he likes to do. He can't argue with a weapon L.
Dylan said something offensive over text to me.
What?
I think he's listening.
What did we say about Dylan?
We're talking about his story post.
Oh.
I'm gonna, I can't repeat it, but I'm gonna send you what he sent me, and we'll get your reaction.
Oh my goodness. Dylan.
So if you just wanna...
It's that naughty?
I'm gonna shoot it over to you. Just take a look on text.
Why did I laugh like Chris Griffin? That's a good one, though. It's obviously can't be said, but it was a pretty good one.
So he's pressed. Do you think Dylan has problems?
Come on.
Yeah, Dylan
I think
has
we
problems.
Already know that.
Yeah.
You know.
Last week we talked about getting kidneys removed and having dialysis, but
this week can we talk about kidney stones?
Ew.
Do you know what that is?
I don't want to talk about kidney stones on the radio.
It hurts.
Stop.
I've never had one.
I don't know.
But I know a couple guys. And man.
No.
Ugh. Some say it's worse than childbirth.
Nobody said that.
Some do.
I'll look it up. I'm sure nobody's genuinely said
that. No, it hurts really bad, though. I heard some dude saying that, like, it hurt so bad that, like, he was like, debating on whether to off himself because it hurt so bad.
Oh. No, wait, you're right.
Yeah, it
hurts. Kidney stones can be more painful.
Dude, I mean, do you know, like, how you pass them?
Well, yeah, everyone knows how you pass
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
Like, can
I want everyone who's listening
right
to
now?
Imagine to imagine passing.
No, see, that's why we can't talk about this
okay,
on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. But it's really gross, but they do hurt more. And yeah, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah.
They do hurt more than giving birth.
For a lighter version of this fun game, everyone in their car, think
honk
about
your horns.
Think
everyone in your car honk your horns. Beep, beep.
Everyone in your car right now just driving all chilled out. Think about how you're blinking and breathing and blinking and breathing and blinking and breathing.
Yeah, just keep blinking.
Just keep blinking.
Just keep blinking, keep breathing.
The biggest thing about living is don't forget to breathe.
Yeah.
Don't forget to blink.
Well,
either.
The number one way that... Well, I'm a middle-aged psychologist, so of course I would know the number one age that middle-aged men die, but... Middle-aged males actually die most often from forgetting that they have to breathe and blink and swallow. So, just remember to breathe, remember to blink, remember to swallow, even if it hurts.
What?
Well, if you have a sore throat, then swallowing
yeah,
hurts.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's for all my sickies out there.
Leo's sick right now, sick in the head.
Good one, Jay.
Thanks, man.
We have a good show.
Thanks. Yeah, I think the Henny and Joe or the Joe and Henny show should happen. It would be like the Scar and Tope show.
Yeah.
Speaking of Melee, let's bring out Pat's House 5 bracket.
Pat's House. I thought we were gonna talk about that.
What do you want to talk about? Lame video games on the radio?
I don't know, you do that all the time.
I do.
Boy.
Oh, top 8 started. Oh, rats. We're not even there to watch it.
Rats.
Oh, my. Henry, can I tell you something?
What?
Hey, rest of the radio, there's a... In Super Smash Brothers, there's a Chilean player who's never really traveled before. And his name is... Chape, and he suddenly got top 8 at this major tournament that's happening right now. But Henry, he lost to Meds game 5 in a reverse 3-0, where Meds game 3 switched to Marth.
Oh my god. For those who don't know, Meds is one of the biggest,
most lamest,
most swagless, most stupidest looking, one of the worst to ever grace the game, in my opinion. And that's all shade being thrown. I don't like him. Because I feel like there's like, it's like the horseshoe, you know? Like, you can be on one side, like, you're super sick, dope personality, everyone loves you. The other side, like, maybe you're not like the most outgoing, maybe you play super lame, really chain grabby, really campy, but like it's when like, and then there's like the middle point, you know, where it's like you do both. It's between that middle point and like the lameness. It's like it's the people right in the middle of there that are the worst. It's because like they can't commit to being like, okay, I'm gonna be like a normal guy who does lame stuff sometimes and sick stuff sometimes, or I'm gonna be the lame guy who does lame stuff all the time. It's like they're right in the middle, and you can't really say what they are because it's like, well, you know, they do like, I can't really tell. Like, he's just so mid. I've never seen a cool Meds clip. Lame play all around. And he plays the two best characters in the game, and every take I've seen him had is an L take.
Yeah.
Two best characters in the game. And this guy's got two kids, wears anime sweatshirts, 100%
polyester anime sweatshirts to gaming conventions.
Dude, Aura Rat Monster is game 5 right now.
Ooh. That's a good one.
That is a... Yeah, they have good sets for playing a really lame matchup.
Yeah.
Because Aura actually has, like, practice against Luigi. Okay. Rat Monster's up 2 stocks, and Aura has 1 left. And they're on FD, and Aura's talking to himself like he always does. Because I...
Aura's a schizo.
Aura has Aura. He has, like, good schizo Aura to him. We'll be out of here in 9. I'm actually excited to watch the rest of this.
Yeah.
But Rat Monster is putting a show on. Rat Monster looks like Sean, Ryan Higa's friend.
Yeah, he looks a little bit like he could be his son or cousin or something like that. Maybe.
I hate Luigi because you have to grab the ledge so many times versus him. Like, while he's coming back to stage, you need to grab ledge once, and then he does a mix-up, you need to grab it again. He does a mix-up.
And you just gotta keep doing it. And you can just spam it because they're waiting for, like, the perfect moment they can up-B and just completely ruin you.
Alright, Rap Monster beat Aura. It's a bit of an interesting way to wrap up this show, is talking about the lay, you know?
Oh yeah, the lay. Well, we just had a lay the other day. But there was no Nady Nay. Because he was working O-Fest.
Yeah.
I forgot to talk about that, too.
Yeah, we could have said something about that, O-Fest. I didn't go.
I went.
Yeah, you went. That's why you should have said
pretty
something.
Pretty dope. Zara Larson wasn't familiar with her swag before the show. I can say with full confidence... She knows how to perform. She makes some good tunes. I mean, I've heard all those songs. Like, she's super popular.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize how popular she was, but yeah, it was cool. She seemed nice enough.
Nady Nate said a majority of her makeup crew was on the larger side.
Well, that's typical.
And you know what else Nady Nate said? He said that they had Mexican food out, and it was gone. It just got ravaged by her crew.
Got pillaged by the makeup crew.
Yeah, which
that's
an unfortunate coincidence.
Nate also told me that there was like this one label executive dude who was like walking around making sure that like Zara Larson was doing what she was supposed to be doing or whatever.
Yeah, she had a strict contract apparently.
It's unfortunate.
Did you hear about that?
She's raking in the bread.
She was like,
well, you know why she's
to
going to
anyone?
These, right?
Why? Is there a specific reason?
Yeah, it's because she signed like some sort of like college SUNY, maybe like college tour type of thing. Like every year she does a different college, and she's been doing this for a couple years now. So I'm assuming when she wasn't as big, you know, she like signed something, she's stuck in it now. Because, like, no offense to SUNY Oneonta, but, like, we low-key don't really deserve Zara Larson. Like, that's a top 25 most popular
artist. Yeah, we're punching above our weight.
In the world.
Last year we had Neon Trees. No offense to Neon Trees,
I never
like,
heard
come
of
on.
Them. Sorry,
I don't.
Sorry,
I'm not a fan of Neon Trees.
I mean, I like Neon, the kickstream.
But
sorry.
Even though I did not care to go, I wasn't planning on going and didn't go. I was like, dude, this is so sick, like, Zara Larson. Because, like, I figured out who she was, and I was like, dude, let's go, Oneonta. Like, we get that sometimes,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, we get it sometimes. We got A Boogie.
Yeah, we got A Boogie that one time. We weren't even here for that.
Yeah, we weren't. That was before our days.
Didn't we have, we had another rapper who's like, it's funny that rapper came to a college.
It was Flo Rida.
Yeah. That would have been awesome.
That would have been so
sick. Awesome.
Yeah. That would have been amazing.
I'm like immediately buying a ticket for that. If that was who was it.
Oh, I wish Zara Larson was amazing. No complaints.
And I think that satisfied the most amount of people that you can satisfy because, you
it's
know,
majority,
a lot of girls go here.
Majority
it's
girls girly, from Long Island here.
Girly artists, but come on, like, we could be doing, like, so much. We could be doing great things with this O-Fest, like, you know? We could be making the stuff happen with this. I don't know. We are. We are.
It would be cool to get, like...
We are making stuff happen. We got Zara Larsson, but...
It would be cool to get, like, a washed-up, older artist here. Like Papa Roach. Wouldn't that be sick?
Yeah, we should get, like... I'm trying to think of a good example. Like, I said Babytron before, but someone in that, like, echelon, you know, where it's, like, they're popular, but, like, they would still perform at any school for, like, a bag.
Yeah.
But not Babytron, because I feel like Babytron isn't as likable as a lot of other, you know? I don't know. Can't really think of anyone. Lil TJ. Just kidding. He's butter. Washed. That boy, Lil TJ, he's chips and with butter on top.
I hate Lil TJ.
Yeah. Not a fan of
Lil TJ.
Lil TJ.
I'm mesmerized right now. Hey, people listening to radio, I'm watching a melee tournament while I talk. Because, you know, sometimes you need the Subway Surfers on. But these two players are frying each other. Wow, that was a really good game. And Henry can't see it. Do you draw anything else now that we're kind of wrapping up here?
I drew like a little like flowery petal thing, and that's it. Pretty much looks the same.
Drawing a lot of flowers. You're a flower boy, huh?
Yeah, well, you're a pajama boy. I can say that on the radio, right? I don't think it's a bad word.
No.
It's just boy. It's just a boy in pajamas. What kind of pajamas? Checkered. Checkered pajamas. The boy in the checkered pajamas.
Maybe we have. I feel like we've been having problems today. But at the end of the day, nobody has more problems than Leo. Yeesh. But I do think that's our cue to step out of here.
Yeah, it might be our cue. Good show.
I'll let this play, you know. Thanks for tuning in to Airbud. Thank you, Henry, for coming on. Any last words?
Well, as a middle-aged male psychologist, I have one more word for this show. Just one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Would anyone at home like to wage a guess? It's poop.
I'm turning you down. I'm turning you down. You're off. Thanks for tuning in there, bud. Nate's knocking on the window. Nate, shoo, Nate. No, don't shoo. Come back. He actually listened to me. Why don't you stick around and listen to Andromeda by Nate? Can he get in here? I like doing the mic still on live transition. But we do have to play the PSAs. Shout out to our production manager. Nate, get in here. Get in here before the clock ticks. Why don't you say what's up? Come to the main mic. I'm staying on with you, right?
Do you want to? You should. You could just watch your melee tournament while we sit here.
You're right.
And I talk about
that. Sounds like a great thing to do.
Because I've been hearing the last part.
All right. Shh. We have to play. We have to play the PSAs, Nate. You know what to do. Thank you for tuning in to Airbud. Stick around for Andromeda. This was Joe, a.k.a. Slumdog, a.k.a. Mr. Gloria, a.k.a. DJ Slumdog, a.k.a. Joey Glownuts, signing out. Thank you.
Unattainable goal. A wish is hope. Hope for a better, beautiful future. Hope for a brighter tomorrow. A wish is strength, the strength to fight and overcome. A wish is a way for kids to see themselves in a different light. A wish can help save a child's life. Because where there's a wish, there's a way. Donate to the Make-A-Wish Foundation today and help turn a child's wish into reality.